Nationwide, the unemployment rate is just under 10%. That's about 15 million people out of work right now. So it might surprise you to hear that we may soon have a shortage of 3 million workers or so. That's according to researchers at Georgetown University. They say our colleges aren't teaching students the skills that they need to get work. And that calls into question the entire purpose of a college degree. Is it to supply a great education or to help you find a job? Tell us why you went to college or didn't by texting TAKE to 69866. We're joined again by one of the authors of the study, Anthony Carnevale. He runs the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce. Also with us, Amy Slayton. She's an associate professor at Drexel University and a scholar of the history of education politics. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Tony, I want to be clear here. You're the author of the study, but the point here is you're not bashing the value of a college education. We still need people going to college, right?
Well, absolutely. What we find is that in the this economy, what is essentially the economy that we built as industry began to decline in America, services jobs are dominant, and a college degree is really the necessary requirement for the vast majority of good middle-class jobs.
So students still need to go and get a college degree, and in fact, your study finds that we need more people going to college since we'll have a shortage of 3 million workers that need a college degree and won't have them. But I wanted to quote something back to you because this seems to be the essential point of your study. You say that educators now have a choice to either be loyal to the purity of their ideas or make people better off. What does that mean?
There is a tension in the post-secondary or the college community at the moment, and that is that we know that providing people with education after high school that is aligned or essentially leads to a particular occupation or group of occupations is what will guarantee them access to the middle class. But at the same time, the post-secondary education system is not aligned with the jobs in the economy. So there's a balancing act required in college education now that wasn't required 15 or 20 years ago.
Amy Slayton there at Drexel University, what do you think about this idea that while a college education is still valuable, we perhaps are not preparing students the way we should?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, I'd agree absolutely that employability, it's crucial, right? That's why we're doing this. But I think if when you start pegging education to industry's own ideas of their workforce needs, I think you're going to have problems because historically industry has just, you know, there's no doubt it's tried to minimize the proportion of its workers who are up there with the really advanced skills, with the complex skills. You know, to survive, industry has to kind of keep most of its workers down at lower paid, obviously, and simpler, less trained jobs. And that's how it thrives. And that's been going on for 150 years. That's globalizing is doing that now. And I think it's a kind of tracking that's not only bad for individuals. I think that kind of really cuts off national goals towards innovation. So I think it's the wrong recipe. I mean, the ends may be desirable, but I think it really limits a lot of opportunities.
And I wanted to play from you a comment from Julie Lazar, who graduated from Tulane University this year, majoring in communication and English. And she seems to think that the academics were not the best part she took from college.
At age 18, you don't know what you want to do. I feel like college is a learning experience. You discover more about yourself personally than just academic.
That's relatively common, isn't it, Amy, that a lot of people come out of college and feel as though their degree was important, but not as important as their personal development?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point, because I think we're notoriously bad at prejudging what people are ultimately going to be able to do, what their potential is. I mean, we have a lot of questions now about things like standardized testing and tracking, as I mentioned, and I think her point reinforces this idea that you don't want to take an 18-year-old kid or a 45-year-old or 60-year-old worker and say, we know what you're capable of. You know, I just think it's a bad way of solving the problem to say that industry should dictate what that person needs to be doing.
Well, you know, you make a pretty provocative point there, Amy. Do you really believe, I mean, with all this talk of Barack Obama saying we need all these new jobs and new educated workforce and industry is crying for these sorts of people. You just said that you believe that in general, industry wants to keep people mostly uneducated to concentrate the incomes at the top. I mean, do you really believe that that's what the future economy is going to look like?
We have centuries of history of industry surviving globally. Really, to remain globally competitive, industry needs to take as many jobs as it can and simplify them, divide the labor, create assembly lines, not creative laboratory settings. And I think that we've tried this before. We had big pitches post Sputnik for more scientists. We've got issues now on biotech and nano, and historically we haven't done a great job because I think the system doesn't really allow it. I mean, I think it's much more nuanced than that simple matching of labor, demand, and supply formula would kind of suggest.
Now, Tony, from Georgetown University, let me allow you to be very clear about what it is that you're talking about. Tell me specifically what solutions, what changes could a university make in order to give a student a degree which will help them then be more employable?
The essential change that's occurred in this economy is that employers are chasing people with skills that have application in the workforce. Those skills are quite general. That is, most of the increasing demand for people with college education of one kind or another is the reason why employers have increased the pay of college-educated workers since the early 80s enormously. In fact, the value of a college education over high school has more than tripled since the early 1980s. So industry is not chasing low-skilled workers. They're chasing high-skilled, and their complaint, and it's well taken, is that we are not producing the kinds of workers they need fast enough. They don't want less skill, and they don't want terribly specific skill. They don't want to have people taught how to turn a bolt. They want to have people taught how to solve problems and think critically and interact with other people. So it may be that it is absolutely true that in the end, industry wants what it wants, which is workers that are qualified to help them make a profit. But it just so happens that in the modern economy, that tends to be aligned with our goals to make people more skilled and more broadly skilled.
Tony Carnevale, director of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce, and Amy Slayton, associate professor of history at Drexel University, scholar of history and education politics.